Oh.
Yep.
Okay. And how about the women who sort of manage a whorehouse?
Well, they call them daggers and he, she's. Yeah, her, him, and everything.
Okay, so is there a difference between those and pimps, street pimps?
Well, they have the same. Well, they come out the same principles. They're managing, they're collecting the bread. So yes, they come out the same thing. It's just a girl that's doing the job. You know, both of them sitting back and watch the cash roll in.
Okay. And what would you call a person who drinks alcohol all the time?
An alcoholic.
Or
a drunk.
Okay. And how about somebody who doesn't necessarily drink, but is just very lazy and maybe loafs around all the time?
Oh, wow, that's hard. She loafs around, lazy.
Yeah, any name for a person who just...
No.
You know, doesn't work at all, just...
Just sit around.
Sits around, maybe.
A bum.
Okay, would you ever use the word derelict?
No.
Okay, and what are the cheap hotels that cater to bums called?
Ooh, cheap hotels? Well, just men just go in there, they have very little money to spend over. Oh, I don't know.
I think there's two downtown. There's the Redmont and the Arden.
Yeah, I know some cheap hotels.
Yeah, do those have any other name besides those?
No.
Okay. Would you call anything a flop house?
No, not a vocabulary, no.
Okay. And what is the stuff that a lot of kids smoke these days?
Reefer, pot, grass.
Can you tell me about differences in substance and form and quality? Are there different names for
between reefer, pot, and grass?
Well, for different kinds of pot and stuff like that.
Well, you have your reefer, or your pot, or your grass. It's the same thing. You have your hash, your cocaine, and your different things like that.
Okay, now, are these names given? Are they all names for the same thing? Or
no, they're different things.
Can you
tell
me about the differences?
Well, your reefer is what you smoke. As far as I know, and your hash is what you sniff, and your cocaine and all that is what you sniff. Your heroin is what you, I think you're shooting your arm, I don't know. And, well, I don't know, you have a lot of slang names for them.
Yeah, what are some?
Like blue, uppers, downers, red devils, yeah.
Okay. Do you know anything about the effects of each of those or what they do?
No.
Okay. Do you need any more names for hard drugs?
Well, you have some medical names like amphetamines, hallucinogenics, things like that. Well, that's as far as I know.
Okay. And what would you call a person who has to take drugs all the time?
An addict.
And how about the person who sells it?
A pusher.
Okay. And what do you use to buy something?
Money, bread.
Any other slang special?
Green, dough.
Okay. And what do you call the place where you might take a ring into and get money for it?
A ring? A pawn shop.
Okay. And what's this alcoholic beverage that comes in bottles with fancy labels? And
why?
Okay. Yeah. Any names for that?
Boone Farm, Annie Green Springs, you know, Kool-Aid. It's, you know, it's the wise slang name. We call it Kool-Aid. Fire water. Yeah.
Okay, and what would you call the very worst section of town, the place where bums might hang out?
Drift track.
Okay, is there a place here? I mean, is that a specific place in Birmingham?
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's in Pratt City.
Which is on which side of?
West, in the northwestern section of, Birmingham.
Okay. Do you have any terms for pornographic films and the places where they're shown?
No. Some adult films.
What?
Adult movies.
Yeah.
Do we have any places around here?
Yeah, what would you call those places?
Rated X.